Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or even one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. Today we continue with our latest episode, What's in a Name? For Tall Story number 43, our Hong Kong Bureau Chief James Chambers gives us a snapshot of how the historical ties with the UK can be seen all across the city and what that means for residents.
Hong Kong's historical ties to the UK can be seen all over the city, from streets and roads called Wellington and Waterloo to the Wilson and McElhose hiking trails, which are named after old colonial governors. On the whole, the colonial era in Hong Kong is looked back on favourably by those who can still remember it. And the former British colony turned special Chinese region now wears these historic names with a mixture of pride, curiosity, and a little ambivalence. Hong Kongers crisscross Victoria Harbour during their daily commutes and spend weekends at the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club. Meanwhile, parents drop their kids off at King George V School in Ho Man Tin and welcome new additions to the family at Queen Mary Hospital in Pok Fu Lam. Each one of these colonial names represent everyday pastimes rather than fading relics or tourist fodder, and they blend in seamlessly with the local landscape. Hong Kong is a mix of East and West after all, and this is true from the street level upwards. Just take Queen's Road, which is one of the city's busiest thoroughfares. It runs from west to east along the north side of Hong Kong Island, passing through areas like Sheung Wan, Siang Pun, Kennedy Town, and Admiralty, and connects with other roads and streets like Wo Fung, Wing Lok, Wintum, and Western. English and Chinese names sit side by side, and there are widely used Cantonese versions of the English-sounding street names. Just try saying Robinson Road to a Cantonese taxi driver at Hong Kong Airport, and you may just draw a blank stare. But try saying Robinson Do with an L sound in place of the R, and you'll soon be on your way to the street in the mid-levels, which is named after a 19th century former English governor. This July, Hong Kong will celebrate the 20th anniversary of its handover from the UK to China in 1997. But even as the years go by and pre-handover memories fade, there is no clamour for any further decolonisation or name changing. Indeed, any official moves to whitewash Hong Kong's colonial past are often met with local uproar. The most recent commotion surrounded 60 or so pre-handover postboxes that still display insignia belonging to the British royalty. Most carried the ER royal cipher of the current Queen Elizabeth II, but some of the monograms dated back to her grandfather, George V. When the Hong Kong Post Office decided to cover over the insignia in 2015, apparently to avoid causing any confusion, Hong Kong's conservationists reacted in horror, and the growing ranks of anti-Beijing conspiracy theorists went into overdrive. Some of these colonial names could, however, be making a comeback. Queen's Pier got its name because it was here that every visiting royal dignitary and governor took their first and last steps on colonial soil. The dismantling of the pier in 2007, 10 years after the return of Hong Kong to China, to make way for land reclamation and infrastructure development, caused plenty of local outcry, with protesters chaining themselves to the pier's railings and engaging in hunger strikes. To a lot of older residents, the Queen's Pier represented a cornerstone in the city's history, which was all of a sudden erased from the map. But at the moment, the government is currently looking for a new site to restore the old Queen's Pier. Although sadly, the pier won't be able to take up its original spot, as this is no longer located next to the harbour. But whatever happens with the old pier, the days of naming Hong Kong's new streets, districts and buildings after kings and queens, decorated soldiers and old governors is long gone. While most former governors of Hong Kong have something named after them, from Stubbs and Lockhart to Harcourt and Nathan, the last governor of Hong Kong won't be holding his breath for a similar honour from Beijing. Chris Patten, or Fatty Pang as he is nicknamed by locals, remains very popular in Hong Kong. His 5 years in office, from 1992 to 1997, has left an enduring legacy across the city. from the democracy movement to several significant infrastructure projects, such as the building of the Hong Kong International Airport on Lantau Island. But there is zero chance that China will suddenly decide to name the airport's new Terminal 3 after him, which is perhaps all for the better. The names Beijing used to call the last governor during his time in office included a serpent, a whore of the East, and a wrongdoer who would be condemned for 1,000 generations. None of which really lend themselves to a marquee international airport project, whether in English or Chinese.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to James Chambers for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.